Congratulations on a great NFL season with the Denver Broncos.
Thank you. It was awesome. You know, I'm loving Denver. It's pretty much just Southern Calgary. So it's been great. But yeah.
No, exactly right. And, you know, the Broncos did sign you to a one-year contract. So you're technically a free agent, which is mind-boggling. But I guess, hey, after 163 tackles, it's a good time to be a free agent.
Yeah, you know, it's a good time. I'm excited about it to see what the future holds. And, yeah, we'll see. You know, I've done my part, and, you know, so now it's my agent's turn and Denver's turn, you know, to kind of get things rolling.
I'm curious because I get this question all the time from Stampeder fans. And, you know, you had great seasons here in Calgary. You were the most outstanding defensive player. You had 123 tackles in your best season in Calgary, 163. You know, can you equate the two? Because everybody always wants to compare the Canadian game to the American game.
Well, you know, it's different. In the CFL, they only count solo tackles. And so I only had 100 solos technically this year. So I would still say, you know, my numbers in Calgary were better. We did play one more game though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different, but I mean, they're both tough. I think now I'm somewhere in the ballpark of 650 with both leagues combined. So I count them both together. So, you know, I'm pretty happy with the total combined.
Is there, you know, hey, I get the real differences and stuff, but, you know, from a player perspective, you've played now at the highest level in Canada, the highest level in the NFL. Compare the two games for me, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I would say the biggest, you know, obviously, is the 1% guys. And those 1% guys are your Tom Brady's. You know, the guys like that, the guys at the NFL obviously, you know, puts on that higher pedestal. That's the 1%, and that's the difference, in my opinion. The other 99%, are guys that bounce back and forth between both leagues. Guys like myself who can perform very well in both leagues as long as they get the right opportunity. And I think we see that a lot. But the guys and everyone who compares the CFL to the NFL, it's those guys that nobody, you know, that the NFL, you know, puts on these higher pedestals, which they should, because those guys, they are special. And so, and that to me is the biggest difference. Besides that, it's, you know, guys who come in and week out and, you know, have to grind to keep their spots. And even if they're drafted high, it becomes, you know, just how hard you work to stay in that league. And, you know, I've seen guys that, you know, go back and forth, and it's kind of been that way, you know, my whole career.
It's interesting you mentioned the opportunity, and you hear that often, you know, from so many players. You know, players that aren't drafted, they don't get the opportunity because they're not somebody's guy. They weren't brought in by an organization, and getting that opportunity when you're not drafted and you're not somebody's guy, that's the biggest challenge, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's 100% the biggest challenge. You know, I've been a lot of places, seen a lot, and yeah, a lot of it is that opportunity. You know, if a coach doesn't like you, you're not even getting a chance to practice. And so, you know, it starts from there, and it can be a long road for some guys. Some guys who I know that can play, and some, you know, and it happens in the CFL as much as the NFL. The guys, if you're an American, you know, 50% of the spots that you could get in the CFL are gone. So it's interesting. And so it's tough. It's hard for everybody. And yeah, you know, I still to this day know, you know, the reason I got so many opportunities in the CFL, it was because I had a Canadian passport. If I didn't have that, you know, who knows where I'd be if I would still be playing football.
You know, the big story in Canada that this week has been Nathan Rourke. And Nathan Rourke, you know, had a great senior season with the BC Lions. You know, you still follow the league. And all of a sudden, you know, he gets worked out by 12 different teams, you know, signs with Jacksonville. And I personally think it's a great opportunity for him. Yes, he's behind a franchise quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. But, you know, he's obviously with a QB-friendly guy in Doug Peterson. You know, you've got Henry Burris, who certainly knows the league and knows the player. You got Mike McCoy there as well with a little bit of a CFL connection. Did you follow the Nathan Rourke story at all?
Yeah, you know, I couldn't believe one that he played in the playoffs. I thought that was crazy. The guy's, you know, obviously a freak to say that. But I actually saw him when he worked out here in Denver and caught up with him a little bit. And so, yeah, you know, I'm super happy for him. You know, I think everyone's going to say that, you know, unless, you know, let's say he signed with, I don't know who doesn't have a quarterback right now. Let's say the Colts, if Matt Ryan doesn't stick around next year, maybe someone goes, oh, he's going to be a guaranteed starter. Well, that's also not going to be true anyways. The NFL is, like I said, it's a league of – they franchise the 1% guys. And if you don't have that guy at quarterback, they're going to go get him. And, you know, no knock on Nathan. They're not going to sign you to be that guy because someone higher up in the building is going to have to draft that guy. Mm-hmm. And so no matter where he chose to go, it was going to be a battle. And I think there is a difference between battling for that first place spot and battling for that second and third. And I think he's going to be in the best opportunity for him. And that's what, you know, that's what he's got an agent for. That's what, you know, he's the one traveling around to all these places, meeting all these people. And so I'm going to bet for everybody that's listening that he did not make the worst decision for himself. No, most people won't do that. And so I'm going to assume, you know, whatever the decision was, it was the best thing for him, for his career. And just talking to him, I bet it wasn't even the best money he got. You know, right. I would assume it's the best football opportunity for him. And, you know, hats off to him, and I can't wait to see what his career does.
So what advice would you have for somebody like that, or even somebody that, you know, that is looking to follow in Alex Singleton's footsteps? You know, you went to Philadelphia, obviously, but you had to make your mark. So would you give, you know, anybody advice from your own personal experience?
Yeah. Find the best place that the most people appreciate you and give you the best opportunity. And that's really it. And believe in yourself, because it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. Not a single day has been easy. You have to work every single day like you wanted it, you know, since high school. And, you know, that's something I've done, something I haven't lost, and something, you know, that I'm going to continue to do.
Mm-hmm. Were you surprised? You know, you had a couple of great seasons in Philadelphia. Were you surprised you didn't stay there, or is that just the way the game works?
No. You know, it was a mutual kind of leaving back then. And so it was just how the game works. It, you know, it was a situation I kind of didn't really want to be in anymore. And
okay.
A situation I don't think they did, you know, really either. And, you know, we kind of parted ways. And, you know, I'm super happy for their success this year. It's been, you know, crazy to watch. And, you know, obviously with my personal success here in Denver, it was also, you know, obviously a good choice for me to go.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. And so, you know, best case scenario, you'd like to stay in Denver, you know, but again, I guess you have to keep your options open, correct?
Yeah, you know, I've loved Denver. This year was amazing, obviously. And, you know, growing with the coaches, if this coaching staff, you know, defensively is staying, you know, there's no one else I want to play for. I think I grew so much as a player because of them. They knew who I was and let me play the way I wanted to play and, you know, fit into the system. And, you know, was able, you know, to become, you know, pretty good in this defense. And, yeah, but, you know, like I said, you know, whatever the best opportunity is going to be, obviously, you know, my agent will be working on that, I think, tirelessly now for the next 2 or 3 months, and we'll see what happens. You know, I'd be excited to stay here. I'd be excited to leave. So, well, you know, we'll see what happens.
Alex, when you look back at your time in Canada and with the Calgary Stampeders, you know, you do it because of your talent and what you do on the field, but you probably don't get that opportunity if you don't come to Canada. Would that be fair?
Oh, 100%. I tell everybody anytime I meet somebody, I'm thankful every single day and every second in my football career for the CFL and especially the Calgary Stampeders.
Mm-hmm. Do you stay in touch with anybody in Calgary?
Oh, yeah. All year, mostly, you know, I talk to Coach Monson most of the time. You know, I talk to Dickie all the time. I give him a hard time because Montana State continues to beat the crap out of the Grizz. And so, yeah, I stay in contact with all of them. To Dimwitty and Mace, you know, I was probably one of the first people to congratulate Calgary East for winning the Grey Cup this year. And, you know, just a bunch of those guys, everybody, you know, I'm trying to get Bo to tell me where he's going to go first so I can leak it, you know, everybody. So I'm fully invested into my CFL. Don't worry.
He hasn't leaked it to me either. So go figure, eh? I still think he's going. I think he's going to Hamilton, but we'll leave that up to Bo. That'll be his decision. I'm curious, you know, with the players, you know, whether you're in the Philadelphia dressing room or the Denver dressing room, do they talk about Canada? Do they talk about the CFL at all?
Oh yeah, I mean, we did. You know, we had Combo also, who was with Winnipeg last year,
right,
or the past few years. So he was there. You know, I don't know if guys do, if there isn't a guy that's played in the CFL there. But I know I definitely make sure that everybody watches the game, sees the game, sees my tweets. So guys that are around me, 100% know about the CFL, know what it can bring. And, you know, I just think, you know, sometimes guys will be like, oh man, what year is this for you? And I say, you know, it's my 8th pro year, but I spent 3 in Canada. And then they ask, you know, how was that there? And, you know, when I kind of tell them what I did and, you know, how good our team was, they're like, shit, guys must be really good up there. You know, if you're coming down here and doing what you're doing, it's obvious that, you know, how hard everybody else is working up there.
Yeah, no, and you know what? It's good to hear a little bit of love for the Canadian Football League because, you know, for some reason, you know, and fans in Canada are just as bad. You know, it's only the NFL. It's only the NFL. They want to turn their nose up at it. But, you know, it's great when somebody like you says, hey, this league is pretty damn entertaining.
Oh, yeah, I love it. You know, I still, like you've said and noticed, you know, I still watch probably about 90% of Calgary's games unless they're on a Sunday. And, you know, the rest of the league I'll tune into, but, you know, I bleed red and white. So I'm not watching too many Edmonton games unless they're losing to Calgary on Labor Day.
But, well, you know, Edmonton hasn't won a home game in 2 years, so I don't think they've won a home game since you left. So
they haven't. Oh, the last West team to win a home game there, I think, was when I won the Grey Cup. So
there you go. I like that. That's fantastic.
It's been a while.
Hey, listen, I could talk football with you all day. I really appreciate your time here. But, you know, hey, since you don't have a horse in the race right now, or maybe you do, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Like, that was a great weekend of football. I know you were in Aspen. You probably didn't watch too much of it, but.
No, we found time to still watch it. I don't know. It's tough. I think, you know, obviously we played the Chiefs twice this year. That's a good football team.
Yeah.
I don't see them, you know, they have to lose on their own. I think the same thing with the Eagles. You know, I spent the last 3 years there. I know how hard those guys are working, how good they've been playing. You know, I kind of hope it's kind of down to them too. But, you know, there's a lot of good teams. You know, Dallas is good. I think Niners, you know, they haven't lost since I think they lost to us, which was you know, about week 4 or 5, they're on a tear. There's a lot of teams that I think this week is really going to decide who wins, who figures it out this week and, you know, kind of takes that next step to, you know, get through and decides to be great.
Yeah, that AFC is tough. They've got so many good young quarterbacks in that league. Alex Singleton, this has been a lot of fun. I really appreciate your time, man. And we got to get you back to Calgary one of these days. You haven't been here since pre-COVID. Is that right?
Yep, since pre-COVID. I think, you know, since we raised the 2018 championship banner early in 2019. So, yeah, I plan on being back. You know, if Bo goes to Hamilton and I can't come to a game that Bo's playing in Calgary, which would just be terrible. So I hope he goes somewhere else just so I can come to a game during the summer when he's playing there. But if not, you know, I'll have to make a trip early in the season.
Hey, your family's good. Your mom's good. Ashley's good.
Oh, they're great, and they watch more CFL games than I do because they watch every game still. They watch every game still. So they're full supportive, and they watch all the Flames games. So they're Calgarian.
I see them on social media, and they're repping this city big time. And so are you. So are you, my friend. It's so good to catch up. Thanks so much for your time.
Yep, good talking to you.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.